Welcome to my mommy's podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Beam Minerals. And you hear me talk a lot about minerals because I find more and more, both from guests on this podcast and from what I'm seeing in the research, that minerals are so important and that we are not able to get what we need only from food anymore. And I love that I found this company called Beam Minerals. They provide all the minerals, electrolytes, and micronutrients that your body needs in a single 1 ounce liquid per day. Now, the interesting thing I love about these is that they are naturally formulated in the same ratios of minerals that your body uses. And as we know, minerals work in pairs and teams. So it's not just about getting the minerals, but getting the right ratios if we want to thrive. These minerals are also unique because they are ionic, which means they don't require digestion, and that makes them almost 100% bioavailable, so your cells get the benefit almost immediately. The other benefit here is they taste essentially like water, so they're great for kids. They don't have a strong taste. And I've been experimenting with these, and because they're ionic and so bioavailable, I really do actually notice an increase in energy almost instantly when I take them. And I've been giving these to my kids, especially my athletes, to help them stay fueled for competition and to recover more quickly. They also have a lot of great information on their website, but you can learn more about them by going to beamminerals.com. And if you go to beamminerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama, you can save 20%. So go to beamminerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama to save 20%. This podcast is brought to you by Wellness. That's wellness with an E on the end. And this is a company that I got to help co-found and formulate the products for, and one that I care deeply about. Oral health has been a fun research topic for me for well over a decade, when I discovered I had some cavities and started learning about the process of remineralization and how our teeth have the ability to stay stronger and healthier, dependent on a lot of factors, including our nutrition and including our oral microbiome and the environment of our mouth. And that's what I really focused on when formulating this product. And this is why we use something called hydroxyapatite, which is a naturally occurring mineral that is used in the enamel of our teeth. And there's some fascinating studies that show that this is really effective at helping keep teeth strong and healthy. And this is also why I, in these formulations, chose not to use fluoride, because it has many of the same upsides without some of the potential downsides, and is certainly much safer for children as well. But as I said, I also really delved into the research around the oral microbiome, and I love that this is now an emerging area of conversation and research. But when our oral microbiome is strong, that helps us avoid both ends of the spectrum. One would be things like strep mutans, which is the bacteria linked to cavities, as well as the host of bacteria that are linked to things like gingivitis. Both of those can be combated by having a really healthy oral microbiome. So we've recently also released things like probiotic mints that have 4 probiotic strains that help enhance the oral microbiome, and by choosing microbiome safe ingredients as well as hydroxyapatite for tooth enamel in the toothpaste. So you can check out those, as well as our full line of hair care products and other oral health products as well, by going to wellness.com. That's wellnesse.com. Hello and welcome to the Wellness Mama podcast. I'm Katie from wellnessmama.com, and in this episode, I am so excited to get to go deep on a topic that I feel like is not well talked about and that there's so much misinformation around, which is the topic of lymphatic health and the lymphatic system, what it is, why it matters, and how to support it. And I'm here with someone who I love talking to. I've learned so much from her. Kelly Kennedy is referred to as the Lymph Queen. And she is the brilliant mind behind the transformative flow, that's FLOWE formula. She has 19 years of clinical experience at her center, the True Wellness Center. And she loves helping people break free from health stagnation, addressing fascia, lymphatic flow, oxygen intake, and so much more. But we really dive deep on the lymphatic system in this episode. And this is something I've been actively researching, and I learned so much from her that I did not know before this episode. So I cannot wait to share her with you. Let's jump in and join Kelly Kennedy. Kelly, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Katie, thank you. You know, it's an honor to be here. I'm so excited to do this and share with moms.
Well, I always love, anytime I get a chance to talk to a real life friend, on the podcast and share the conversation, but especially because when I met you, I got to talk to you about a lot of lymphatic stuff. You actually got like worked with me a little bit, not specific to that, but sort of to that. And I knew I wanted to learn more from you. And so I love that instead of just calling you and asking you, we actually get to record this as a conversation. So to start off broad, I would guess most people have heard the term lymph or lymphatic system, but maybe don't have a deep understanding of it. So can you define what the lymphatic system is and why it's so important?
Absolutely. So one of the things I want to start off with saying is that the lymph system is the beginning of a new framework that I want everybody to start to understand, because we have three times more lymphatic fluid in our body than we do blood. Three times more lymphatic fluid than blood. So it's really truly about reframing how we look at the body altogether. So as I start to talk about the lymph, just take a breath because it's a lot. And exhale and know that these are things that we should be taught. And while it's not, you're going to learn more probably today than you've learned a lot in your life. And it's not because I'm so special. It's because this system is so special. The lymph system is our filter. It's the area of the body where it not only it's part of our circulatory system, but it doesn't have a pump. It directly dumps into our cardiovascular circulatory system. And then whatever was floating through the lymph as it goes through both lymph vessels and lymph nodes, which are like arteries and veins and then like little glands. But the little tiny glands, the lymph nodes, there's between 600 and 1,000 of them per body, which is a fair amount range, obviously, but between 600 and 1,000 lymph nodes throughout our body. And they're concentrated in the areas where we bend. So all the joints, the inner armpit, as well as about 20% are in our neck and 50% or so are in our gut. And so naturopathic medicine is based upon the fact that, oh, you know, all of wellness is in our gut. And I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I'm saying is constipation isn't about detoxifying your liver. It's about mobilizing your lymphatics. That getting the lymphatics to mobilize is the first level of what we should do when we see a symptom. Because the symptom is an indication that the filters are dirty and unable to catch up, right? I have an air doctor. I just noticed today the little symbol turned from, blue to red or vice versa. I forget, blue to red. And I was like, oh, it's time to look. And I look, sure enough, filter's dirty. Time to change the filter. So if I didn't change the filter, it wouldn't be as effective, correct? Like all the air particles and things going through my house, the air doctor couldn't get, so that my lungs have to filter it. I'd prefer to have a filter do it than my lungs. The body's the same way. If the lymph is backed up, and we're going to talk about what backs it up and what causes it to be stagnant, if it doesn't have a way to move, because again, it doesn't have its own pump, if it doesn't move, we can't move our toxicants, our pathogens, and emotional components, which is a whole nother podcast, to be honest with you. But in regards to lymphatics, it's going to circulate our nutrients and our gases and the things we need as well. You know, we often get a bad rap that the lymph, if you know about it, it's often about getting rid of things you don't need, but it's also about circulating around the things we do need. And if it gets stuck, oftentimes the client feels stuck, right? How many of you listening have tried all the things, do all the things, and still don't feel better? You feel stuck, or you've done all the things and you just have never gotten to the point where you actually feel good without having to do all the things. And I'm going to contend that it's the lymphatic system, because if those 600 to 1,000 lymph nodes aren't opened up, if they're not opened up, if they don't, because they get like cobwebs around them, for lack of a better word, these lymph nodes. And these lymph nodes are tiny. They're between 1 and 25 millimeters in size. They're just ever so tiny, and they're just under the skin. So when we see symptoms in the skin, in digestion, with headaches, with fatigue, with rashes on the body, I know that the filter is backed up and now the body's trying to express its toxic load with symptoms. So I don't want to wait for all those symptoms to go on long enough where now there's a disease. I want to prevent any kind of disease. And I want to see that the body's showing me, hey, there's issues going on. Those are signposts going, there's issues. The body never, ever makes a mistake, ever. It's always just working to survive and to thrive, ideally. And I'm telling you now, if you, as you work the lymphatic system, you will thrive because you're changing the filters. And in the environment we live, we've kind of painted ourselves into a corner with our lymph system because it is up against it. I mean, never before has our organism, the human organism, ever been up against such chemical, metal exposure, stress, the scars on the physical body. These are all things that cause, but then you have the pathogens and the toxicants, and then the radiation and the Wi-Fi, which magnifies all the other things that are a problem. Our water is full of chemicals. Our food is full of chemicals and genetically modified. I mean, Katie, you know, I'm a happy person, but I am. I'm truly a happy person. But there's some stuff going on in our world that we have to account for. And then our bodies can account for it. And then we look brilliant because then our bodies are able to heal and recover and regenerate and drain its load and properly then signal the organs and signal the blood cells as to what to do so that all the functions of the organs can be optimized so that the body can continue to regenerate as it does as an organism, because this beautiful, amazing body of ours is constantly ever changing and ever evolving and ideally ever compensating for all of life that we're up against, physical, emotional, and spiritual. There you go. There's your definition of lymph.
I love it. And as I told you before we started recording, this is one of my top things I'm learning about and focusing on this year, lymphatic and nervous system health, because I feel like these are sort of two really, really important keys that do not get enough talk time, even in the health world. And even just in my initial baby steps into this, I've seen a difference from addressing the lymphatic side. And I am so excited to learn more from you on how to keep doing that. You mentioned things that can make the lymphatic system stuck. And I would guess it's a lot of those things that you touched on. But what do we need to know about as far as like, what are the things that are slowing it down?
So number one is scars on the physical body. Fascia is something we have to hopefully delve into at some point, but fascia is what wraps around the whole body and around the lymph system. And if there's a scar, it's like a detour in the river, and the river is the lymphatic system, and a scar will create actually a dam, not just a detour, a true dam. And so we want the river to flow. We want the lymphatics to flow. We want it to be thin as well. What thickens it is truly radiation, Wi-Fi exposure, all the EMFs, all of that is truly damaging to the microbiome of the body and to the lymphatics. It thickens the lymphatics fluid. So then it's harder to move. Like if you think about a tiny little vessel that's got a fluid and now it becomes more like jelly and it's harder for it to be circulated through. Different foods that cause acids in the body. I'm a flexitarian, so there's no one blood type or one diet or one thing I ascribe to. Like I know you just did a huge thing, which I think is fabulous. And I love cyclical, random, flexible eating that's healthy and conscious and present. That said, there are certain foods for certain blood types that cause acids and certain foods in general that are more acidic, like cow dairy that has more protein in it than sheep and cow and goat dairy. So by its nature, cow dairy, except for butter and cream, because that's the protein or the fat rather, but the protein of cow dairy is so thick that it thickens the lymphatics. So, you know, we've all felt that. And if you don't believe me, go for one full day and eat nothing but cow milk and cheese and all the things. And then tell me that you don't feel all congested and all bloated and fluidy filled because it's your lymphatic system backing up. And then sedentary lifestyle, sitting. And the number one reason is dehydration. You know, a lot of people don't drink. If they do, they drink a lot from plastic instead of glass. And that plastic will leach into the water. Then we got to filter it out before we can utilize the water. So that's not good. So we've got to make sure that the water's flowing and good. Oxygen is key to making the lymph flowing and being in the parasympathetic. even though I'm talking in the sympathetic right now, but in the beginning, we took a breath, and getting the body into that parasympathetic is the key to the lymphatics flowing. And when we pump the lymph, we get into the parasympathetic. So they go hand in hand. As you said, you want to study the autonomic nervous system and regulation. And I'm going to send you a copy, but I wrote a book, and I was just right before we called, I was like, oh, what am I going to talk to Katie about? And I was like, open the book to whatever it needs. And it was the preface, which was funny. And it was all about the autonomic nervous system and how you can't understand the lymphatics until you understand regulation. Because the lymph and the fascia is the body's ability to compensate. It's the antenna and the fluid that's magnifying the signals that's, and then getting through the lymph node, which is where I would contend is really a huge portion of our immune system, because at when the fluid gets to the lymph nodes, and they always at least go through these two termini, the endpoints, it identifies then, is this a pathogen, a toxicant? Do I need to send out some white blood cells to address these invaders in the body? If they don't get to the lymph nodes, or if the lymph nodes are swollen, or if this is backed up or thick, then they can't do it. But that's what thickens it. Sedentary lifestyle, improper foods, stress, radiation, metals and chemicals, and scars.
Okay, so I'm guessing those are going to be the jumping off points for my next question, which is, what can we do about it? Because you've made a strong case for how important this is. I would guess like the lymph only moves if we move, if sedentary lifestyle is bad. But what are the daily habits that we can implement, and or other therapies that we might need if this has become a big issue?
Yeah. So I would say, because of the world we live in, everybody needs to move their lymph. There's two things we need in the world: minerals, because soils are depleted, and filters, because the world we live in, you can go outside and breathe. I live in Pennsylvania, third highest born of aluminum and mercury. But what we can do is awesome, because we have it within us. So number one is move. Yes. If you can't do anything, you know, you can't walk, you can at least ideally move your shoulders. If you can't move your shoulders, then can you take a deep breath? When you take a deep, conscious, diaphragmatic breath, and you're expanding your ribs and then contracting, that is actually stimulating your lymphatic flow. Two reasons. One is the rib cage is lifting. So your termini are up here at your above your collarbone, above your clavicles. These are the two main drains of the lymphatic system. And I'm going to teach everybody today how to manually pump them. And we have little tools you can have, and I have little mini classes and so forth for free to teach people how to do this, because it's important to learn how to do this. And so they just gently pump it, like you were going to look at an avocado or a peach in a grocery store, and you want to just squeeze it ever so gently. You're just going to push on it a little bit, not to push it through. And if you're watching and you just pump like this, like two or three little pumps at that termini, and then take a breath when you do it. A conscious breath. Get that diaphragmatic breathing engaged. Get the nervous system engaged. And then start to pump. And it's just, remember, they're just 1 to 25 millimeters, and they're just below the skin. So we have to push hard, just a little bit of flow. And we're just going to stimulate their flow. And then those are the two most important points. And the third most important point is called the cisterna chyli, which is below the breast, below the rib cage, but above the belly button, kind of in the middle there. And oftentimes, if you've gotten a body work or massage and you're laying on the table, you hear it go, like you hear that little gurgle. That's your cisterna chyli. That's your main drain for the lower body to drain up, because that drains the whole lower body, the inguinal area, all your pelvic region, the stomach region drains here. And then that drains up to this left thoracic termini. And then 75% of the body drains here, and only 25% drains on the right side. So we must drain the lower body, the gut, the breast, the inguinals, the legs, before the head and the neck drain. But everybody wants to drain the head and the neck. And it's a vacuum, and it's a pressure gradient system. So you must create a vacuum to release the pressure, and then the pressure can go through, because it's a blind-ended capillary system that opens up, pumps through with our skeletal muscle movement or our breath, It moves through, gets to the lymph node, identifies through that fluid, identifies, do I need a white blood cell to handle any invaders? And then it pumps down to the cardiovascular system. Then we excrete it. We pee it out. We poop it out. We breathe it out. And we bleed it out, I would say, as well. Kelly Kennedy is saying that. Science, please prove me right that we bleed out our toxicants as well. And we breathe out more toxicants than we'll do anything else. So breath is the most important aspect of our health. Conscious, aware, full, expansive. And I would exhaling, sighing out breath will help let go of that no longer serves us. We will let go of the toxicant, the burden that doesn't do our bodies any good, that we don't need to store in our lymph system.
That's so much good info and so many diving in places for more specific questions. I would love to kind of like do a confirm or deny on some of the things you just talked about, in addition to things that have circulated online. So for instance, I've heard that like jumping on a mini trampoline in the morning can help move the lymphatic system because at least you're moving. Is that beneficial or is there something potentially more beneficial?
So not jumping, but bouncing. Okay. Jumping is a different aspect. It's a little more pounding. It's a little more sympathetic, but bouncing, or if you have a exercise ball, you can bounce on that, or you can jump rope. That's really good as well, although it's a little more pounding. But yes, all those movements are good. I would also say just lifting your arms up and taking a couple of breaths, or legs up on the wall. All those things are beneficial to get the movement of the body going in all the weird ways that you can possibly move.
I love it. Good to know. You mentioned breathing being a big help in this. Is there a specific way to breathe, or is it just deep breathing in general? Or is there, I know there's a lot of different recommended patterns of breathing. Is there anyone that's specifically helpful?
Thank you, Katie, for that question. I am so excited to answer this question. There's a very big difference between deep breathing and conscious breathing. Deep breathing, I read heart rate variabilities all day long. And if you're a meditator who's deep breathing, your heart rate variability, are you ready for it? Not that great. Because you're not flexible. You're rigid. You're patterned. And rigid and patterned breathing is not in response to life. That's us trying to control. So I really recommend just having some awarenesses. So I made a quick YouTube short for free that's just called The Three Steps to Change. And it's really about becoming aware. Conscious aware is step one. Number two is saying out loud change and touching your body, like creating a break, a control alt delete for your nervous system. Go, hey, stop what you're doing. You know, with your kids, right? You do the same thing. They're in the middle of some pattern and you're like, let me stop you, get you to breathe. Same thing. And then the third is, now I can make a conscious free will choice. So when I ask people to breathe, I just say, take awareness. Don't breathe. Your inhale will take care of itself. Just watch your breath. Watch where it's coming in. Notice it. And when you feel the body hold any tension anywhere where it comes in, hold that attention where that tension is in the body and just release it and exhale it through the throat and go, oh, and watch the body start to relax and let go. And so that authentic, though, it's not this every time. While that can sound like something else, so it often does sound like that from my room at the treatment center. But in regards to this type of breathing, we want to just be authentic and really feel like we're putting the bags down, right? Like we're at the airport, we see the gate, we have all the big heavy bags on us, we get to put them down, and we just want to go, oh. And it's that same, when I am conscious of my breath, I start to become aware of where I'm tight and where I'm relaxed. That's the goal, because we want to be relaxed no matter what. I mean, it doesn't do us any good to be panicked no matter what's happening. We know that as moms, we know that as business owners, we know that as human beings. When I'm panicked, I am not able, I'm only fight, flighting, or freezing. I'm not consciously aware and thinking. And right now, to be aware and thinking, it does take effort and skill and practice. But efforting in a, not a physical way, not a, I'm going to deep breathe, but effort in a, oh, I'm not going to be physical and I'm just going to be divinely aware. And that is a rabbit hole to fall down. You're welcome.
Oh, and that could be many episodes on its own, but it's certainly another vote for what I feel like all of the sort of great teachers and mystics across the board have talked about, and the benefits of letting go, especially letting go of control, learning to just, as Ram Dass would say, be here now and not effort everything. So I love that. There's also a lot of talk online right now about self-lymphatic massage. And like you mentioned, a lot of people focus just on the face, but it seems like this is something that can be done on the whole body. Is that helpful? And if so, what's a good starting point for that?
Thank you. Your questions are so brilliant. Yes. So, and I love that you didn't ask me for questions too, by the way. You're great. You're such a great interviewer. I love you so much. So like I said earlier, everybody wants the head to drain. Everybody wants the face to drain because yes, it may help you look a little bit better, get rid of wrinkles, and it's anti-aging. I get it. You know, I'm turning 50 in a couple of weeks and I'm thrilled to turn 50. And what I do know about the lymphatics is it's a vacuum and it's working with gravity. And so the head is going to be the last thing that drains. And so you can push all that down and it can get now into your neck. But if your neck isn't, if your body rather isn't open, then it may stay in your neck, meaning it could cause swollen tonsils. It could cause other issues because you're pushing it down, but it's not coming out through the body. Now, if you just do open the termini and the tonsils, as you add that to the face drain, that will be a huge benefit. But I would highly recommend you don't focus on the face and you focus on the body and watch the face drain and get better anyway, because you're taking the pressure out of the bottom part of the barrel, and that pressure gradient working with gravity will drain out, and then everything will drain from the head and the neck, and then you'll stay well.
That makes sense. So opening those points, like you talked about, being very important. Movement being very important. And then is that like sort of gentle massage towards those lymph points helpful? And if so, there seems to be disagreement on, do we do that with dry skin and dry brushes? Do we do that with some oil or something gentle? Is that helpful? How long do we do it?
So I've never actually talked about this online. So this is a great point to talk about it. There's two different really, I don't want to say types of lymph, but there's superficial lymphatic fluid, and then there's deep lymph nodes. The lymph nodes are creviced down into the deep crevices of where we bend. Okay. And the fluid is more topical. When you dry brush, you're doing more topical. Now, I teach people to dry brush because for free on my website, because the dry brushing that's out there on most of the things that I've seen for the last 20 years since I've been doing this starts at the feet. And that makes no physiological, scientific, whatsoever flow sense at all. You've got to look at the flow of the body in the watershed. So the watersheds are how the lymph flows through the body from the superficial lymph. The lymph nodes have a little bit of a different opening. And what I'm teaching is opening the lymph nodes, because that's like opening the doors. If you open the doors, then the exits. And if you open up the exits, the traffic will flow through the exits. If you have a lot of lymph congestion because you have lymphedema, you have more of the lymph fluid that needs more opening, as well as lymph nodes. But most people have just a little tight or a little puffiness in the neck, a little puffiness under the armpit, a little puffiness in the inguinals, a little puffiness under the back of the knee, and a little puffiness at the ankles. And those are all areas which is indicating your lymph is a little backed up. It can't go in a backwards direction, but it can back up. It only has a one directional pump. But as we open up, the two termini, particularly that left termini and that cisterna, then we open up the breast and the breasts start to drain. And then as the breast and the armpits start to drain, you're creating a vacuum. Now pressure is relieved. Now the gut can start to open up and come up to the breast and to the chest. As that gut creates all that opening and space, now the inguinals can open up. So if you have an ankle swollen, the last place you're going to work is your ankle. You're going to work your termini, your chest, your abdomen, your inguinals, your knee, then your ankle. Then you're going to go back up and make sure that the traffic stays open. So I have a tool that we use that's a biosonic vibration tool so that if the touch is a little tough, or for kids, they love it because it makes them very parasympathetic, you can just apply it 3 to 5 seconds. I teach a very simplified version of top 10 points, takes about 3 to 5 minutes for you to address these points a couple times a day. You brush your teeth, you pump your lymph nodes. That's how it goes. Come on, kids, let's go up, sign, brush your teeth and pump your lymph nodes. That's what we do. And after we address these 10 spots, I have a masterclass that teaches you further how to drain the breast and the inguinals, the liver, how to treat scars, all of this little tool. Because it's got to be self-care over healthcare at this point. That's my little thing. We got to do so much healthcare at home because we're up against it. I've been living this way for over a quarter of a century. That's crazy to me. But I've been living this way over 25 years. I haven't had any, I'm organic girl. I thought about the other day, laundry detergent that has been natural for 25 years, toothpaste that has been natural, cleaning products, filtered water, showered in filtered water, my lymph, I still work to this day because I live out in Pennsylvania and I go outside and breathe. So if I'm working my lymph, why isn't everybody else working their lymph? And I have quantitative ways to assess my lymph through live blood and CRT and heart rate variability. And I see it because of the environment we live in. So this is a simplified way to do it. But yes, you've got to drain the body. Then the head will drain. And that's the best longevity anti-ager we have. Is getting rid of our toxicants, getting rid of our pathogens, getting rid of the things that are, in the background ready to take hold when just so the environment changes and there's more stress, there's one other thing, and then everything falls apart. We all know what that's like, right? If we don't can clean our closets and our attics and our basements, which is your fascia, and the lymph is the house, if we don't clean our house every so often, it gets scary.
Well, and you brought up such another good topic, which is there a connection between lymphatic stuff not draining and potential breast issues? Because I know this is talked about and I haven't delved into the research deeply on this, but it makes sense when I think of statistics like more breast cancer does occur on the left side. You mentioned more things drain on the left side. Is there a connection there? And so in doing such, can supporting lymph also help support breast health?
I would absolutely contend 100%. Yes. I mean, I got into this because I didn't want to get cancer. My father had Hodgkin's disease. I got into this world, not into lymph. I got into this world of wanting to not get cancer. Then I was living in pain from a car accident. And then I wanted to get rid of pain. And I found this whole world of regulatory medicine and terrain medicine and understanding the fascia and the lymph. And you can't prove what you've prevented. But we've been in clinical practice for 18 years, and I can count on one hand the amount of clients that have been diagnosed with cancer after having worked with us. And that's a huge statement to make. But what I do know is that the breast is fatty tissue, and understand that the body is coming from a regulatory perspective, that it's always making the right decision. It's always trying to defend and protect us from a survival mechanism, sympathetic perspective, if it feels like it is under attack. If it feels vulnerable and safe, then we're in the parasympathetic. But if it's under attack, it goes into the sympathetic. And it's going to try to protect us. And the breasts are fatty, benign tissue that is not needed for our survival. That's number one. So it looks there. It goes, where's fatty, benign tissue that I don't need for my survival? Number two is, why breast? Well, a lot of women wear wire bras. I would recommend, please take your wire bra off today and never, ever, 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 ever wear a wire bra ever, 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 ever again, because it creates a dam for the lymphatic system. And there's a couple lymph drainage points. One is right here. That's a main drain. 75% of your lymph drains right here. And that's often where those wire bras often have that sidebar. It pushes right into it. It literally creates a dam. Then shave the armpits, create micro nicks when we're shaving. Then we blast chlorinated toxic water into it, because where most of people shower in toxic bath water. Then throwing aluminum deodorant on it, you're creating a cesspool of blocked toxins that can't go anywhere. So this is where they get breast cancer. I mean, it makes so much sense to me. It's not funny. Then you look at the breast and the breast meridian and what it's all about. And it's about the nurturer, the victim or the martyr. And I think we're finally done with that, right, Katie, that the whole world is changing and divine is leading and we're done being martyrs and victims, ladies. Congratulations. Welcome to the new world. But our past history has been one or kind of mostly an extreme. Absolutely, you know, making a generalization, but it's those have been the extremes. And so that's going to plague on our emotional body, which is going to be on that breast meridian, which is the stomach meridian, which is about how we nurture and take care of ourselves and others.
Got it.
This episode is brought to you by Beam Minerals. And you hear me talk a lot about minerals because I find more and more, both from guests on this podcast and from what I'm seeing in the research, that minerals are so important and that we are not able to get what we need only from food anymore. And I love that I found this company called Beam Minerals. They provide all the minerals, electrolytes, and micronutrients that your body needs in a single 1 ounce liquid per day. Now, the interesting thing I love about these is that they are naturally formulated in the same ratios of minerals that your body uses. And as we know, minerals work in pairs and teams. So it's not just about getting the minerals, but getting the right ratios if we want to thrive. These minerals are also unique because they are ionic, which means they don't require digestion. And that makes them almost 100% bioavailable. So your cells get the benefit almost immediately. The other benefit here is they taste essentially like water. So they're great for kids. They don't have a strong taste. And I have been experimenting with these, and because they're ionic and so bioavailable, I really do actually notice an increase in energy almost instantly when I take them. And I've been giving these to my kids, especially my athletes, to help them stay fueled for competition and to recover more quickly. They also have a lot of great information on their website, but you can learn more about them by going to beamminerals.com. And if you go to beamminerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama, you can save 20%. So go to beamminerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com/wellnessmama and use the code wellnessmama to save 20%. This podcast is brought to you by Wellness. That's wellness with an E on the end. And this is a company that I got to help co-found and formulate the products for, and one that I care deeply about. Oral health has been a fun research topic for me for well over a decade, when I discovered I had some cavities and started learning about the process of remineralization and how our teeth have the ability to stay stronger and healthier, dependent on a lot of factors, including our nutrition and including our oral microbiome and the environment of our mouth. And that's what I really focused on when formulating this product. And this is why we use something called hydroxyapatite, which is a naturally occurring mineral that is used in the enamel of our teeth. And there's some fascinating studies that show that this is really effective at helping keep teeth strong and healthy. And this is also why I, in these formulations, chose not to use fluoride, because it has many of the same upsides without some of the potential downsides, and is certainly much safer for children as well. But as I said, I also really delved into the research around the oral microbiome, and I love that this is now an emerging area of conversation and research. But when our oral microbiome is strong, that helps us avoid both ends of the spectrum. One would be things like strep mutans, which is the bacteria linked to cavities, as well as the host of bacteria that are linked to things like gingivitis. Both of those can be combated by having a really healthy oral microbiome. So we've recently also released things like probiotic mints that have 4 probiotic strains that help enhance the oral microbiome. and by choosing microbiome-safe ingredients, as well as hydroxyapatite for tooth enamel in the toothpaste. So you can check out those, as well as our full line of hair care products and other oral health products as well, by going to wellness.com. That's WELLNESSE.com.
Okay, so a couple last questions. The first being, what would an ideal day look like for lymphatic support? If we were going to work some of these habits in, or even just baby steps of starting to, what would an ideal day of that look like?
So right away in the morning, having gratitude and starting with some conscious breath and some moving of the limbs, moving the fingers, the toes, the legs, and getting the body to move. And then remineralizing and hydrating the body, drinking some water, bioactive water. I use hydrogen water in the morning or some mineralized water. And then as either you're showering or you're getting dressed, no tight fitting clothes, everything that's loose. I mean, I have on very loose fitting clothes and I don't wear bra. I wear bralettes most of the time. So nothing too clogging there and nothing too tight on the wrist or the ankles from jewelry perspective as well. And as well as your hair, you don't want your hair too tightly bound. Like you can wear it back, but not too tight. So nothing too tight because that would clog it. So I'm going to move. And then I'm going to, before I get dressed or as I'm getting dressed, I'm going to pump my lymph node because I'm brushing my teeth and I'm going to pump my lymph nodes, maybe dry brush if I haven't done that in a couple of days. I'm going to have some backup. I'm not going to use anything on my skin that I wouldn't put in my mouth. Because if I'm not willing to eat it, I would not give it to my skin because my skin has to eat it and digest it and filter it. And I would not do that to my body. And I would only wear clothes. This is the tough one, ladies and gentlemen, that are made out of natural fibers. Good luck. Your window gets real small. We would like more manufacturers of pretty clothes that are organic and cotton, please, or at least cotton. So organic, I don't wear everything organic, but I wear everything natural fibers, either cotton or silk. I personally don't wear wool just because I get so hot in it. And then, like I said earlier, the soap that it's washed in is something I would also put up against my skin. So it's not full of flavors or fragrances. There's no fragrances used anywhere. And then as I go about my day, I'm going to drink and eat out of glass, get rid of all plastic, and I'm going to eat whole foods. I'm going to hydrate and I'm going to stay relaxed and I'm going to breathe and I'm going to drink a lot of water. And I'm going to laugh and I'm going to move and I'm going to giggle and I'm going to dance and I'm going to express all my emotions. Welcome to Kelly Kenny, whatever they are, I'm going to let you know what they are in an appropriate way. I'm not going to fly off the handle, once, twice, three times you're out. I'm a mom. So, I do yell a lot. Ask my kid. From his perspective, I yell all the time. From my perspective, I keep my cool 99% of the time. So you push me so hard. And then I'm like, okay, listen, you're going to hear about it. But it's about appropriately responding and not holding anything back. Not holding my tongue. Not if something hits me in my gut, if I feel something, if I know something, because I'm a mom, then I am going to speak it out of my throat and out of my mouth and let it come out, because that is real healing. That is real flow. It is not, I'll tell them next time. No. It's tell them right now. I don't want to feel that way ever again. I don't want to feel that way. So I'm going to let you know how it made me feel. And if it's all my stuff or it's a combination of us, then I'm going to take responsibility for it too. But I'm also going to acknowledge that and be aware of that throughout my day, how I tense, what I'm tensing over, and then let go so that I can go through my life without feeling tension, even if I'm super excited, which is a good tension, about like being on my friend's podcast that I'm really excited about and I was really nervous and I don't get nervous very often. And I found myself like watching the clock for the last hour. And I was like, okay, just breathe, do your work on your client charts. And when this, whenever that thing's going to start, it'll start. But that's just staying in the flow state, which is really keeping your lymph flowing. Fascia, lymph, oxygen, water, energy is flow for me.
I love that. Using my voice, I've mentioned on here a few times, has been one of my lessons lately. And especially like using it, but using it with kindness is what I feel like is one of my current lessons. And so I love that you spoke to that. And lastly, for this episode, I know we're going to get to do another one and go deep on fascia, which I am equally excited for. But since I can't just have you be my next door neighbor, which I would love, where can we all learn more about this? You mentioned several free resources. I know you also have a lot of in-depth resources. Where can we find this and keep learning? Because I will be doing this year as I learn myself.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So I do have a podcast, Flow, where I really talk a lot about regulation, heart rate variability, and then there's specific shows about lymph. So you can just seek those out on the podcast Flow. The old name was Beat. So just so you don't get confused. And then my website, which is thetruewellnesscenter.com. If you go to the Learn tab, I have quite a few paid and unpaid resources for people to learn about lymphatic drainage and fascia and the lymph system in general. Understanding the sequence and understanding this system is so vital to you having control really over your body. I'm so excited to make this all available to you. So, and then we have other little classes that I teach and I have the master class for this. So, and I'm here to answer your questions. I have a YouTube channel as well. And I'm on Instagram as True Wellness Global. So we're constantly putting out information to teach people all the different ways. And I'm happy to answer any questions that people have.
Amazing. Well, I will make sure all those links are in the show notes for easy reference at wellnessmama.com. And I'm so glad we got to finally chat here. I loved talking to you in person. I hope there are many more conversations to come. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom today.
Thank you.
And thank you all, as always, for listening and sharing your time with us today. And I hope that you will join me again on the next episode of the Wellness Mama podcast. If you're enjoying these interviews, would you please take 2 minutes to leave a rating or review on iTunes for me? Doing this helps more people to find the podcast, which means even more moms and families can benefit from the information. I really appreciate your time, and thanks as always for listening.